Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right now, it is time for the prank phone call with the nephew. Nephew, what you got?
Well, Shirley, we just started the NBA playoffs. The NBA playoffs just jumping off. And this right here, this is the NBA party. NBA party, all right? We're throwing an NBA party. And, you know, I'm coming to the party. It's all right if I come to the party, but I just might be coming to the party with your wife.
I wonder you're hemming and hawing over there.
Let's go, Kendall. Take a listen. Here we go. NBA party. A party.
Hello? Hello, I'm looking for Brad.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, Brad, how you doing? This Poncho, man. I'm one of Marcus's boys. How you doing, man?
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, I talked to Marcus, man. He was telling me about, you know, the playoff party, man, for Sunday, man. So he told me if it was cool, I would come through, man. I just wanted to call and holler at you, see if I need to bring anything, food or some drinks or whatever, you know?
You friends with Marcus?
Yeah. This is Poncho, man. I'm friends with Marcus.
Okay, yeah. I think it's cool. Yeah, well, nah, you ain't great, unless, of course, you know, you drinking something special. But, it's just going to be me, Marcus, and, you know, a couple other boys going to be here. And, you know, whatever you want to bring, it's BYOB. So, yeah, that's cool.
Okay. What time y'all starting, man? He told me, like, around 1?
Yeah. I'm going to be here all day. But, you know, yeah, come on through about 1, 2 o'clock, you know, just before the game gets started. We'll have got the flat screen going. Everything's going to be laid out. So, yeah, just come on through whenever you come through.
All right. Just remember, man, Poncho, all right? I'll be there.
All right, so got it.
All right,
cool.
All right,
peace.
Hello? Hey, Brad?
Yo.
Hey, Poncho again, man. Listen, real quick. How much food and liquor do you have?
I think we got enough for Sunday. What you got going on? What's up?
Yeah. I got like 3 boys going to ride with me, man. I just want to make sure you got enough over there.
Okay, who is this again?
This Poncho. You know, we talked about 30 minutes ago. This Poncho. Marcus' friend.
Right, okay.
I called you about 30 minutes ago, told you Marcus told me it was cool.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm sorry. Phone ringing back and forth. I guess it's all right, but, you know, we ain't trying to overload the joint, man. Just, you know, I know Marcus, and if you're a friend of his, then that's cool. You can come through.
It ain't but 3 guys, man. It ain't but 3 guys coming with me, man. They real cool, man. We'll bring something to put on your pit or whatever, you know? It'll be good.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool, man. But, you know, yeah, come on through, man.
All right. I talk to you. All right, Brett?
Wait, is one of them Marcus?
Is one of the guys Marcus?
Yeah.
No. It's 3 guys, me. I make 4, you know?
So, 3 other guys. Yeah, whatever, man. That's cool. Yeah, bring them through, man. Come on. It's fine.
All right, late.
Hello.
Hey, Brad, Poncho again, man. Listen, hey, I'm gonna bring one more person with me.
Wait, hold on, pump your brakes, player. Wait, hold up. Hold the f up. What's up? You Marcus's friend.
Yeah. Me and my poncho.
Yeah, okay. I know you poncho, man, but you bringing everybody but the Cisco kid up in the Marcus is cool with me. That's my boy. We go way back. And if you cool with him, too, then, okay, you can come. You know, I'm trying to have an NBA playoff game. You bringing the whole NBA with you.
No. It ain't like that, man.
But, man, I mean, the place ain't that big. You know, my wife is going to be coming through here. And, you know, I got the house laid out. I told her I wasn't going to destroy the place. I just got out the doghouse like 2 weeks ago. I ain't trying to that up. So, if you're coming through, you come through. You know, bring one or two people with you, but that's it.
Okay, but listen, here's what I decided. I ain't going to bring them dudes with me. I'm just going to bring a little lady friend with me, man. If that's that cool, I'm just going to bring a little lady friend.
No dudes. Okay, that's cool. Now you're talking. Okay, because I know she ain't going to eat up a bunch of so come on through here with her and, you know, be done with it. That's fine.
Right. I'm going to call Simone now and tell her that she coming with me, okay?
What's her name?
Her name's Simone.
That's funny. That's my wife's name.
Oh, okay. But maybe they'll hook up while we're watching the game. That'll be cool.
She ain't gonna be here. So I sent her and her girl to where the nail's done.
Okay. So check this out, man. I'm gonna reach out to Simone and let her know that we're gonna leave her and get over there like about 1. And you say it's cool, right?
Yeah, it's cool, man. That's a whole lot better than bringing a bunch of up in here, though.
Okay, bet. Yeah. Now check this, man. Mine, you know, my friend, she married, you know, and she wanted to get away from her husband for a minute, man. I guess they've been going through, so, you know, just keep
wait,
that
hold on. Wait, back up there. You bring in a married woman named Simone. What are the odds of that? My wife's name is Simone.
Okay, well, no, I mean, Simone is, her last name is...
That's my last name.
Hold on, dog. This Simone is light skinned.
Yeah, you keep on describing her. She's light skinned, 5'1", short hair, got the alley cut.
Yeah, that's. Oh,
how long you been with my wife?
Hey, dog, me and Simone been friends for a minute, man. It wasn't until like a couple weeks ago she reached out to me and said she was going through some. Oh,
she reached out to you to tell you that she's going through some stuff with a dude. Well, I'm that dude.
Okay.
How long you been seeing my wife?
Hey, man, you know, about a year, but who counting? You know what I'm saying?
A year. That's about the time we started having some issues. Yeah. Y'all come on over to this party.
Hey, man, I'm sure we can try to figure this kind of situation out.
No. Pump your brakes. You're my wife.
Dog,
I don't give a about you. I don't give a about her either. They say, you know what? I've always believed this. There are no mistakes up in this. Everything happens the way it's supposed to be, so it's funny how you call me.
Okay, listen, man. Listen.
How do you get this number?
My boy gave me this
number. No, it's no question how you get this number. You probably called me directly from her. That's how you got this number.
My boy gave me this. Leave Simone out of this, man.
No, you can't tell me right now. You know, I'm about to get up this phone with you right now. I'm going to call her. Matter of fact, I ain't going to call her at all. Don't tell her. You my wife? Just bring her to the party. I got a guest list for your. I got a 380, I got a Smith, I got a Wesson, I got a size 14 Taylor to go right up your. So you just come on over to this party.
Okay, hey man, listen. My boy gave me your number, man. So
I don't know who my boy is. Marcus said he don't know you.
Marcus don't know me, but guess who else knows me though that you don't know?
Well, say something.
Hey, Brad, this is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy Marcus got me to prank phone call you.
What? I don't give a... This is some... I'm going to get off y'all in here.
Hey, Brad, what was you going to do with the party, man?
Yeah, man. It's about to be a can of whoop in this.
Hey, man, let me ask you something. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, y'all. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Mm-mm. What? I'm not gonna do it.
Hey, we're just trying to watch a little basketball, man. Come on, baby. It's all right. Going down tonight, the nephew is in town. I am here, Baltimore, Maryland. Yes, I am in the BMO, baby. So, I have added another show Sunday, 4 o'clock. That's a matinee show. Sunday at 4 o'clock, the nephew has added a show, and that's it. That is it. All right. Laying in the Cut is an evening with Nephew Tommy. That is May 10th and 11th, West Palm Beach, Florida. I will be at the Rinker Playhouse inside the Kravis Center. You do not want to miss that. May 10th and May 11th, an evening with Nephew Tommy, West Palm Beach. The nephew is coming and laying in the cut. Father's Day weekend at the Majestic Theater, Dallas, Texas, baby. That is June 15th, Saturday night, Father's Day weekend. That is Nephew Tommy's House Party Comedy Jam. Tickets are on sale right now. You hear what I said? I said tickets are on sale right now. Baltimore, that's it. That's the last show, I promise you.
All right, thank you, nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.